Welcome back to the Iron Forms podcast. This is the second part in a podcast where we're speaking with one of our alliance partners, which is Forward, and it's a women's organization very similar to Iron Forms, and we're just excited to have Diane Pattison and Susan Tolles with us on the phone.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
And I'm here with Gary Smith. And Gary, one of the things we wanted to focus on in terms of this podcast was a little bit about some of the offerings that you have.
Yeah, I would just love to hear about how your demographics are right now and how maybe they are changing as far as the women you're serving, the women that find you that are just interested in coming into the organization. I know for Iron Forums, we continue to see and are surprised at just the different ages, the different backgrounds, and who is who we're serving. So I would love to hear a little bit about the demographics.
That's great. Well, I'll give just a real quick overview of where we are from a demographics perspective, and then I'll let Susan share a little more about our broad digital content and what it offers, and then what our community groups are all about, including our C-level, and then go to our mentor program, if that sounds all right.
That's perfect. That'll be perfect.
Okay,
thank you.
Great. Well, as with any organization, the key is that you're always evolving as you see your audience changing. And we really serve that woman that is sort of 35 to 55 in the marketplace, from somebody that's just graduated from college to, somebody that maybe already retired, but they have so much wisdom to share and they still want to give and they want to be in community with other women. And then just in the last 3 years, we've seen that even the ones that value Forward so much that they invest back by becoming mentors, by becoming leaders, and by investing in the ministry financially, is we've seen that the woman that is in the C-suite has really valued Forward because they feel very alone in leading their company or organization and not knowing other women who are Christian women who prioritize relationships and have their faith as their foundation as they serve their organization or company's employees and clients.
You know, we talk about business owners and leaders being isolated because there's not a whole lot of people they can talk to. They can't necessarily let everybody in the organization know what their struggles are and what keeps them up at night. And it's even compounded further in the climate today with your faith and your belief in Jesus. And then you're like, well, now I really don't know who to talk to. So it sounds like Forward is geared up to help women that are in isolation, similarly to the way that we're trying to rescue guys that just they're isolated and they don't know who to talk to.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And then put on top of it, the pandemic, right? I think Susan can share what has happened with our community groups because, think about that single woman without children living in an apartment in New York City and the pandemic hits.
Mm.
So having connection through the community groups to just even have a community to be in touch with has been so critical through this time. So I'll turn it over to Susan, let her share, what we have the opportunity to do through our community groups.
Wonderful. Well, let me first just start with kind of the top of, when you go to the website, you're going to find some amazing resources. And, you mentioned earlier that, we have a great website and we focus on something new every month, and we start with an editorial calendar and choose topics that are really relevant to working women. This past year, we focused on faith in the workplace, work-life integration, confident leadership, emotional intelligence, creating a network of allies. And so all these topics that we focus our podcasts that we have twice a month and our weekly blogs on. And then that flows down into our community groups. And our community groups are a network of the local communities. We are in, you know, we have 27 now and getting ready to launch a couple new ones after the first of the year. And we provide these authentic communities for women at a local level. And so women can come together pre-COVID, you know, in authentic communities monthly in different, you know, different formats, days and times when they can, you know, work to get together and just share life, just do life together. And then they are able to study according to one of these topics. I write some curriculum, for lack of a better name, every month, and they can study, you know, these topics. And then really, you know, we know that women just want to get together and talk. And so, you know, I provide a little 5-minute read with some discussion questions, and they can really go deep pretty quickly with the discussion questions around the topic. And, you know, this, the feedback that we get, it really is, you know, these are the women that I can trust, that I feel comfortable with, that, you know, they're like-minded women. We do life together. And, you know, this is something that most women cannot find through their church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, churches are wonderful about providing Bible studies, but, you know, how many of them are at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning?
Yeah.
Or something, you know?
Right.
And the studies that they do have, then, you know, they don't particularly answer the needs of working women. And so the conversations are totally different.
Yep.
So when they find Forward, it's like, oh, finally I have found a community of women who understand me. They know what I'm going through, and we can talk about things that are important to me. So we are in, you know, like I said, we're in 27 locations now. Some of our larger cities have multiple groups going on every month. And so far, year to date, through the end of November, we had over 540 events going on across the nation in our Forward local communities. And so it's been a wonderful, just a foundation for women. And when COVID reared its ugly head in March, you know, we discussed, well, what do we do? Do we tell these women that they cannot meet because, you know, it's not safe? And every one of them said, no, our women want to get together. And so we had a really quick turn, and we all jumped on Zoom calls, and our communities really, you know, that was a time when women needed one another. And our attendance went up significantly, you know, during that time.
Yeah.
Just because women, number one, it was a convenience factor. They were all at home.
Right.
And so they could, you know, they could carve out an hour to be together. And it was just that deep need to be with other Christian women and to have the prayer support. So virtual has worked out very well for us. And I think in the new year, we will see a lot of our groups remaining virtual with perhaps quarterly or semi-annual in-person speaker events and do kind of a hybrid model. And I think that's what you all are probably looking at as well.
Yes.
We've had an unusual year, but I think the virtual aspect has, you know, really been a positive for us, and that we've seen how we can stretch and grow. And as Diane mentioned, you know, previously, it's allowed women who don't have a Forward group in their city to attend a meeting when they otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity.
Susan, did you have online communities before this?
We did not. This is brand new. Yeah, brand new for us since March. All of our communities were in person, meeting locally. Some in the morning for breakfast, some at lunch, some after work, some on Saturday morning. So it really depends on the city and kind of the culture of the city, as you know, just dictates the format of the group itself.
That's I think that's great.
You know, anywhere from 10 women who get together every month to 40.
Wow.
You know, and as I said, you know, I live in Austin, and we have seven small groups going on every month now. So, you know, we have the city blanketed. So, you know, it's just a great format. And We do a lot for our leaders to allow them to do what they're called to do. We provide the administrative support, and, you know, like I said, I write the curriculum every month, and we do a lot for them so they can just do where they're, what God wants them to do.
I think that is very helpful to our members, because we're in Atlanta, and I apologize, I'm not aware if you have a specific a community group here in Atlanta, but the fact that we could have a lot of our members, maybe their wives maybe are involved in the business with them, or maybe they have an entrepreneurial spirit as well, or maybe they're leading an organization, and it sounds like the online community is a perfect way for them to connect with you all.
It is, and we're very excited. We had an Atlanta group at one time, and we are actively pursuing starting a new one after the first of the year. So there will be something locally, we hope. And I would love for anyone who's listening to the podcast who's interested, you know, to get in touch with me, because we want Atlanta back. And so women can find groups where we are all over the U.S. And there's also a list of virtual groups that they can join. And maybe just try us out. You know,
that'd be great.
See, you know, what it's like. And you know, find one that fits your schedule. That is convenient and with a topic that you want to study, want to learn more about. And like I said, it doesn't really matter where we are. We are all of one heart, and you know, location is not a factor.
I think that's great. I actually have a business partner that I'm bringing on at my agency, and she's very interested in learning more about this, and so I'm excited to share it with her.
Good.
I think it'd be great. So you have community groups. You've got online communities now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us, I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but can you tell us a little bit about your mentor program?
Absolutely. So the Forward Mentor Program is an amazing way for a woman to get guidance and, you know, receive the wisdom of another Christian woman. And I say that, you know, when you have a mentor is important in your life, but when you have a mentor who loves Jesus, that takes the conversation to an entirely different depth. And you know, we have three sessions a year. They're 10-week sessions. They have a nice format. We have an amazing manager of our mentor program, and she personally pairs the women who apply to the appropriate mentor. So it's not a random pairing. It is something that is done very prayerfully, taking into consideration the needs of the mentee and what the mentors have to offer. And again, that's three times a year, and our next session begins in January. So you can find out information about that on the website too.
That's really good to hear. We have a role at Iron Forums we call an advisor, and it's essentially that's what this role is
uh-huh.
is a mentor, just to help somebody who's maybe retired or they're in a different season and they've got wisdom
right.
through their successes, through their failures, through their love of Jesus, and they want to share it with somebody. And I would imagine knowing some of these advisors and their wives, I think their wives would be interested in being a mentor for you guys at some level if that was something that you needed. So that might be a good thing for them as well.
Yes. In fact, we are always looking for mentors. And on the website, on the mentor program page, there is also an application for women who want to become mentors. And, you know, we are looking for women with a broad variety of industries that they come from and depth of experience. And I have been on both sides. I've been through the mentor program as a mentor and a mentee, and I can tell you I get as much out of being a mentor as I think I did as being a mentee.
I can imagine that. That's got to be very rewarding, and
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you sharing that. Is there anything else that anyone interested in this should be aware of? I think you've given us how to get connected, how to find you on the
mm-hmm.
website Forward. It's number 4 WORD women.org. And
correct.
Is there anything else that anyone should know if they're looking into this?
The only thing I'll add, Robin, Gary, is that we have had a third party do research around the outcomes of our mentor program, and they have concluded that the women that are a part of it, their leadership is enhanced, their relationships are deepened, their spiritual life is integrated in all parts of life, and their confidence grows. So we feel really good about, we do have a guided 10-week program. It requires a mentor to give sort of 6+ hours through that 10 weeks. And we have some wonderful stories of mentees that we're going to share with you, that you can share the links, because it's the changed lives that really make the difference.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. And, of course, we heard the backstory from you, Diane, on the other podcast about the story of how you all came to be. And thank you and Susan for sharing a little bit about the specifics for this wonderful ministry. I just can't tell you how excited I am to have somebody to refer people to, because this question comes up a lot. What about my wife? What about my business partner? What do we have for somebody that's not a male business leader, entrepreneur? And this sounds like a perfect solution.
Well, Rob, I just am excited about the possibility of us being back in Atlanta, and looking forward to hearing from some of the women in your community to help this thing get started again.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time and for joining us.
Yes, we
thank
we,
you.
We, this feels
very much.
This fills a void for us. Again, just working in the kingdom and getting men and women focused on their relationship with Jesus, and being the spiritual leaders of their family and their responsibilities and opportunities in the marketplace. It's all blended together, but at the top it's got to be their relationship with Jesus. And I know that's what you focus on as well as what we do. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You can learn more at forwardwomen.org. Thank you for joining us.